body which makes personal injury awards is calling on the insurance industry to publish details of settlements agreed outside their process. Patricia Byron, CEO of the Injuries Board, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning
and welcome. Why do you want the insurance industry to provide this information?
Well, I think to position this, it's probably the business community have brought to our attention, the business groups, that they have concerns about the burgeoning number of claims that are being settled pre the board process. Now, what we would say in response to that is, let's not jump to, a decision about what's happening there. We've called over a period of years with Insurance Ireland and the various companies for this data. I think let's get the data and let's get the comfort.
Well, now, what exactly do you mean? When you say data, what information do you think would help us to decide, and business people to decide, for example, whether or not what's happening is in their best interests?
Well, we don't want competitive data, just to be clear. What we need is data such as the following. Are the claims settled on a final prognosis, so final medical on the file, date of accident, date of payment or date of resolution, nature of claim, and are legal fees paid or not? Because questions have been posed, and again I must say this has been brought to our attention by the business community, who have concerns over this, seeing claims that they feel sure are being settled which otherwise should not be settled. And in that regard, as state body, we feel when we looked at the figures and started drawing the figures together, and that's very difficult in itself because the data is not available, we said yes, there's 18,000 of these claims, we need to look at these.
To assess them accurately, wouldn't you need to know as well what the average settlement was for different kinds of cases?
Well, again, in that space, if we found that they were using the book of quantum, and certainly a central bank inspection in 2011 did, in fairness to the industry, say that the claims they looked at were settled in line with the book of quantum. However, I'm not sure the central bank, and I know that we engage with them regularly, were in specifically looking at things like final prognosis, date of accident, date of resolution, legal fees. Were they paid? Yes or no is one thing, but were they valid? Should they be paid? Because the Injuries Board, by the way, doesn't pay legal fees by and large.
I see, by the way, your average award has decreased slightly by about 1% to €22,082. How long is it taking? What's your average length for to deal with
By law, we're required to do it in 9 months, but we're running at 7 months currently, which I suppose against the backdrop of lowering staff levels is a good up in productivity.
Lowering staff levels, how many do you employ?
We employ now just short of 70, about 67 on the payroll. But of course, we've always used outsourcing for non-core activities. But increasingly now, we've had to move into outsourcing core and technical work, which we're not entirely comfortable about.
So why are you doing it?
Well, we're restricted by the state moratorium on control on employing staff.
Even though you're self-funded, you're not. It doesn't come out of the state's purse.
Yeah, we're entirely self-funded. Indeed, our pension contributions, people talk about state pensions, but we're paying at market or slightly above market rates every month, a check over to the centre. So we've kind of got caught up in the whole employment control framework, which we can understand in terms of good for the country, but probably is a need for refinement for agencies like ourselves who are entirely self-funding.
What are you saying? You could do with more staff?
I think we'd do with the ability to replace technical staff rather than to have to outsource that sort of work.
What would you say finally to someone who's thinking of settling early? And there's nothing wrong with it. By law, you're entitled to it. In some cases, it may well make sense. But what would you say to them just to think before not going to you and settling quickly?
Well, I think we always said if the insurance industry can't settle up front, this is a good thing. The main issue at the moment is if there's 18,000 of those claims being settled or circa around that, and we'd like clarity around the exact figures from the insurance industry, we want to see that they're done final prognosis. We want to see that legal fees, by and large, are not being paid, that they're not being bought off, i.e. if an insurance company has estimated that they're going to pay 20,000 on a claim, that they aren't paying 15,000 to Mrs. Smith and 5,000 to a lawyer. Because if that claim comes to the board and reviews and inspections by the central bank confirm that you actually get the 20,000 through the board. So we have to just make sure that the consumer has been well looked after in that front piece. So some insurers of late in discussions have said to me, that they're open to discussing this matter further. And I see that as a good step, but we really need to see some figures come forward to give the business community and the consumers, the claimants, comfort in this space.
Patricia Byron of the Injuries Board, thank you very much. It's 14 minutes to 8.